If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Three buddies just doing a podcast together.
Best Friends Forever Podcast Club?
That's what it's called now. The other Best Friends Forever Club has been broken up.
the fuck?
At HS Radio Show on Twitter. High Society Radio on Instagram. What kind of picture did we post on our Instagram account, Chris?
I don't know. You were supposed to post some stuff.
You don't check it?
No. That's your job. I do all the other ones.
We posted your picture with Mick Foley.
Oh, good.
So go to High Society Radio on Instagram to see Chris just killing it with Mick Foley.
Paddling around BK Chris.
Yeah, that's how I do things.
You're a busy little man.
I know.
And patreon.com/highsocietyradio. To donate to the show.
Fat stacks of cheddar, G.
Fat stacks, bro.
Shout out to Johnny Manziel.
What?
Right.
Are you down with Manziel?
I feel bad, son. He got his shit together, then some hoes gonna lie on him.
Jesus.
It's pretty rough.
Don't call her a hoe.
He still would, I guess. That's fiance, I guess, now.
This is fiance, yeah. You're a bad person.
I'm not a bad person. I wasn't even there, dog.
You know, it's been a wild-ass week. You guys know I'm the king of Periscope, right?
I've heard, son. Somebody's been busy and munching fucking, what, 8 White Castle burgers in a span of, what, 12 minutes?
I ate a dozen, thank you.
You're insane, son.
You ate a dozen White Castle burgers?
And how much did you time yourself?
Did you shit your pants?
The following day, I almost shit myself a couple times.
Yo, that's not bad,
I once saw a kid eat 10 White Castle burgers, and then we were, like, chilling. We were, like, smoking a blunt by the pier, and he was just like, I have to shit right now. Like, we're all the way on the west side of Manhattan. Like, there's not a bathroom for,
use
like, $5.
Use the fucking pier, man.
He literally said, if it wasn't wet, I would just shit off the pier. I know it's going to be wet. I need some sort of wadded paper.
Yeah, you got to, man.
And that was our last L, so he couldn't even wipe his ass with a
damn
blunt wrap.
Son. That's late life for a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
The last L said.
Yeah.
Because then there's no more, and you can't get high anymore.
Yo, but how fucking...
You're usually high enough.
Yeah.
12 burgers, how long did it take you to finish them off?
Dude, I can't remember. I was fucking whacked.
Damn,
very
son.
Very drunk.
You didn't look drunk in the Periscope. You looked pretty fine to me.
Oh, yeah? Did I?
You did.
I didn't look greasy
not
and weird.
Oh, son. I
mean,
like,
you always kind of look like that.
Oh, come on.
I was like, I know
you
that,
a
dude,
bandana.
Son.
That's my look, dude.
Yeah,
you know
that. You look like one of the Goonies and shit.
Remember
I don't know what's going on, bro.
Remember that one summer a few years ago, I'd wear a bandana every day?
Yeah, I didn't like it then.
No,
I think it was dope.
It doesn't... I like the bandana stuff. It's just not for you. Because your head is mad big, bro.
Yeah, I know my head's mad big. I get that.
You look like the dude that's playing like Carlos Escobar on Netflix right now, son. It's kind of silly.
Is that Narcos?
You need to knock it off. Yeah, there you go. Good show.
I hate the DH. That show is not good. What are you talking
about? You're fucking insane. You're the only dude I know that's like shitting on it. Everybody I've met.
Narcos is shit.
I hate the white DH agent.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's all right.
It's awful. It's laughably bad.
It's not laughably bad.
The fucking narration is retarded.
The white dude, that's the DA guy, though. That's the guy I don't
that
like. Everybody
show
else is
tries
good,
to
son.
Be mad hard, but it ain't fucking mad hard.
You're
it's
insane.
Stupid.
You
know what's
insane.
Fucking mad hard? What? Slim Jesus and drill rap. That's
I don't know what
hard.
That is. You keep like.
You don't even know
off.
About the streets.
You don't know about fucking Slim.
I've heard.
Johnny's got his little fucking pension job. He stepped out of the streets for a minute.
I'm sheltered. Right
I didn't know what drill rap was until Mr. Chris from Brooklyn gave that to me. BK Chris, you gave me a gift for my own life.
I don't know
well,
what
Well, I
this
only
is.
Showed you one aspect of drill rap, the newest drill rap. Well, not even that new, like 2 months old, which is weird. It's very rare that I get to show you something that you haven't seen.
All right, so this...
So drill rap is like Chief Keef. You know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know
yeah,
who
yeah,
that
like those kind of guys, like those Chicago rappers, as yeah, they call it, drill rap. Now, this guy isn't from Chicago. He's from Ohio, somewhere in Ohio.
Oh.
What is it?
Like from where Drew Carey's from and shit.
Exactly. Hamilton, right. Ohio.
This is my new dude. This is my I've adopted him as my dude.
Slim Jesus.
I love me some Slim Jesus.
The name sounds familiar. I don't know.
Now, yeah, this is from late middle of August. I was sleeping. I was sleeping
now,
with the
see,
wheel.
The weird thing is before we even start the video, he's like he called himself Slim Jesus, but you know, Jesus is pretty skinny from all the renditions I've seen.
Well, just take a look at this dude. This is Slim Jesus, and this is drill time.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
I fuck with savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang. You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bout shit.
Now there's a warning sign saying, any props used in this video that show resemblance to any illegal materials are merely props and should not be taken seriously. It's a tiny little white
seriously.
Man.
Is that a white pride shirt?
Just fucking flashing handguns with giant clips.
Oh god.
With red dots on them as well.
Oh, he got
laser
the
sights.
Nice.
All right, hold on, Johnny.
See, you're not supposed to smoke weed while you're shooting. That's just bad.
Why is his man behind him smiling? Are they clowning him?
Okay, I'm gonna rewind this. Look at that point. This is it. Seems
yeah,
to be the move.
Boys like, yeah.
That's the move of their crew. They talk into their money like it's a phone.
These guys pick up giant stacks of cash and put it into their ears.
Well, money does talk, guys.
That's good, Johnny. I didn't even
fuck
think of
with
that.
Savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang. Damn. You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bout shit, stay out my spot, don't speak my name, or I pull up on your block at night wearing all black and let that 40 bang. I fucked your girl and I ain't even try you, that little hoe, she
this
a fucking thot.
Like
got her
hold on, hold on.
Eminem, an what aborted Eminem fetus.
He looks like Michael Douglas from Falling Down without the glasses, B. What the fuck's going on here?
How old would you say this kid is, Chris?
17?
15, maybe?
17.
I know he's younger than 17.
He's got no fucking facial hair at all. He can't even get sideburns right now.
Here's some more.
I don't think Eminem still has facial hair, though.
Now bear in mind, you should go watch this music video. We're just playing for you now. But
it's fantastic.
It's like about six, seven young kids. Like, this kid literally does look like he's 15, possibly 17. I don't know. And they all just young children.
He's got the L, like, license face. Like, that's the picture you have when you take your license and shit.
He's gotten some death threats.
Has he?
Of course he has.
No way.
First of all, they're claiming drill rap, which is a Chicago thing, and they're from Hamilton, Ohio.
You know what? I don't argue with Chicago, so.
And the amount of guns he's flashing in this thing is totally ridiculous. Here we go. Here's more drill rap.
Give it top. I got loud pack, I got school buses. Hurry up, fam, come and shop. I got a big 40 with a 30 clip, and I call that bitch my fucking mop. I paid $350 for a Fendi belt and that double F. Hold up my strap.
A lot of y'all just Twitter flex
for this shit. Yeah, I know just people a fucking rap. So.
I hear one diss and I'm running up in your fucking trap. You thought shit was sweet till I ran up with no fucking mask. Always chasing a check. Bitch, I'm really bout my, you a broke boy, but you rock designer. That shit don't sound right.
See, he says he's running up with no mask, like it's a hard thing to do. Not too many other people running up in the trap with bright blue Aryan eyes, though.
Hell yeah, you ain't really fooling nobody, son.
Yeah.
Powdered white skin.
He's the only white dude in the crew.
We could see your white skin through the knit in your ski mask, sir. We know who it is, Slim
Yo,
Jesus.
Yo, but what's crazy, if you look at the video right now, it looks like his man wants to rob his chain. You see how he's kind of looking at it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This he's one like, yo, still frame, his boy is just definitely icing his
They foot. Was like, yo, we going to rob him, but wait, his daddy paid for the video, so let the video rock. And that's when, at the cast party, we get his ass.
Slim Jesus paid for this video, I believe, through illegal means.
Yeah, he ran up in somebody else's trap.
Without the mask.
Yeah, without a mask.
Without a mask.
With that red fucking laser
well,
sight,
bro. Well, he saved the money on the mask. So that was just more money for the production value of this fine video.
He's like, we got to reinvest this shit, guys.
Here's some more drill time.
Foul right till you get caught in traffic at the wrong place at the wrong time. Got a couple shooters and they ride with me and they down to shoot when it's drill time.
What
pull up and we get to drumming,
let
30 shots at that Glock 9.
This guy makes you and your voice look soft, John.
Yeah, your voice are soft.
Oh, word.
That's the drill time fucking Slim Jesus? Straight gas, got a 50 clip sticking
you should
out
never
the max,
show anybody
so
what you
have.
That's always like
a rule, though. I was up in sacks with my true religion still off my ass. I got heavy pockets. cause I got big ass bands running up on me trying to rob.
I'm just gonna say something to anybody who's ever tried to load an extended clip. I bet by the time he hit, he couldn't get 50 bullets into an
extended
clip.
He's not even getting five.
He got a callus on his thumb.
Fucking. Look. He raps about his True Religion jeans, okay?
These motherfuckers look like a goddamn State Farm commercial and shit. The car breaks down, and they start singing a jingle. Drill time. Word?
This is the shit. Like, this is the fucking news. This is the sound of you.
What happened to Stitches, man? Oh, that's right. He got in some shit with the game. Right, now, Stitches, you done fucked up.
Now, right. Stitches got that new track. Fuck niggas.
Oh, boy. Better not
Watch
be about
the
game.
N-bomb, Chris. We're white.
So Stitches. I thought Stitches was taking it back for us. I mean, we made it up.
There's nothing to take back.
Wait, is he white? I thought he was Samoan.
Oh, I like
Holy
that.
Holy shit, he's white?
He's not The Rock.
I thought he was Samoan. He looks Samoan.
Yeah, I'm loading up another Slim Jesus song.
Oh, God.
He's going to be Roman Reigns' new tag team partner this Sunday.
And the ironic thing is the ad for it is cough syrup.
Yo, it makes sense.
Because he's all about the promethazine. I don't know how to fucking pronounce that word.
That's because you're all fucked up on promethazine.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is Buck Buck by Slim Jesus. Oh,
this is the ballad.
This is the drill ballad.
This is for the bitches.
I like the beat.
Isn't Buck Buck a game similar to Red Rover, Red Rover?
Maybe. Yeah, look how the light flashes off his skin.
Oh, he's so white.
My man is like...
I'm really glad that guy who played Powder got a career afterwards. He's like the albino Drake.
This motherfucker's whiter than Fargo Snow, man. It's crazy.
And he's still rocking their move where he just picks up a stack of cash, talks to them like it's a phone.
Yeah, I think it's the same bills from the last video, though. Like, that stack ain't get fatter. Run up on me, goofy, they go buck, buck. What? Promo see me flexing, he said, what's up? I told that boy he need to get his squat buck. I got big bands, I got Glock talks. You like this, Johnny?
No.
I do not.
You don't like drill rap?
No! He's putting cough syrup in some Sprite. Come on,
That's
man.
That's how it's fucking drank, bruh.
But it ain't even real. All right, that wasn't even cough syrup.
Listen to the words.
Why? Everywhere I go, keep a pull on me. And they go bark, bark, you run. Is he auto-tuning right now?
Yeah, bro.
Everything I'm rocking
is no, that's his voice. He doesn't need auto-tune. Slim Jesus.
He got throat cancer, some shit?
He's the original Kane.
Smoking blunts with the lean. Bitch, I'm high as fuck. I got big bands, I love cashing out. So run up on me, and that's a man down. I got Glocks tucked, and they popping now. Boom, 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 ambulance sounds.
Woo! Ambulance sounds.
Ambulance
coming.
Sounds.
See, you know he's real down with the hood because he got those great blunt raps.
That's, apparently, that's not offensive at all. Run up
on me, goofy, they go bop, bop. This entire thing is offensive. The existence of Slim Jesus is pretty offensive. That's why he's getting death threats from Chirac.
Stop it.
Did he drop an M-bomb right now?
No, like, that was me a few minutes ago.
Oh, no. I thought he dropped an M-bomb.
Are you Slim Jesus?
Nah, I said he got more weight than Slim Jesus.
I ain't Slim nothing.
He look like fucking his arm and shit. Slim Jesus is about BK Chris's arm size and shit. But what if you don't got no gun, kid? You ain't putting them hands up.
Are you watching this fucking guy's videos? All he does is have guns.
But what if
he really didn't do anything else?
He just flashes a gun around.
He doesn't even bother playing Call of Duty.
That blunt looks kind of weak too. Like,
God, Slim Jesus is good, man.
Is he like Polish or some shit? He's like really white though. Like,
he is drill, is what it is.
I don't even know what that means. I thought it was like power tool rap.
You're not
some shit.
Fucking down with the kids like me and Chris.
I'm a grown man. I don't
That's your
really
problem,
need to be.
Dude. So what do you think about drill rap? Tell me what you really think about it.
Well, I
this
say
isn't
a
proper representation of drill rap.
No, this not. Is drill rap. Can you, Johnny? Can you? Book,
we're gonna get death threats
no,
from Chirac.
Son, I'm
can
not
you
the...
book Slim Jesus for me?
What do you mean, like jack him off the street or?
No, just book him.
Book him
for
on
the
show.
Yeah, I'll have somebody bring him by.
I don't think you're being serious.
I'll have somebody pick him up.
I think you're making me look like a fucking idiot.
Well, I have to be careful because he might buck me over the phone or some shit, right?
That's true, through the phone.
I'm going to be like, yo, I can't really hear you. All I hear is guns being loaded, extended clips. Is that you, buddy? Or is that the reception?
He's got 50 in his 40, bro.
But now there's copycats because, you know, Slim Jesus caught heat over the summer.
Susu Roy?
No. This is titled The Next Slim Jesus, White Chicago Drill Rapper.
Because he's actually from
What's
Chicago.
His name?
G-Mebby?
What?
It's G-M-E-B-E.
G-Meeb.
Jimmy Bands featuring Rax ATM and Benji Glow Demons.
I like Benji Glow Demons. That's a cool name.
I like Rax ATM.
I don't know.
I guess that Rax Ass to Mouth? Is that what he's fucking talking about?
He steals ass to mouth because Rax means steals, right? Is it the 90s? Does Rax still mean steal?
I don't know. Think so. That means your wad. You got fucking Rax and Rax.
All right. This is, I don't even know what the fucking name of the song
just
is.
Just go for it.
No, hold on. No, it's, this is, oh no, this is Demons. With by G Meeby Bands featuring Rax ATM and Benji Glow. This song is Demons. By the next, there's already a next fucking, what's this kid? Slim Jesus.
Did Slim Jesus die?
He's the second coming of Slim Jesus.
He died for our sins?
No, he died for his own stupidity. Check. Huh?
I like this already.
My city full of them demons.
Huh? White Sox fan.
Yeah. My city full of them demons.
That's another white guy. My city full of them demons. See, but he's dressed like a prep school
hell
dude.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though he's got he's got a forearm tattoo.
Hood dudes.
Yeah, I am funny. But he's got like forearm tattoo. This kid's all right.
He's probably their mule.
Maybe. Chime me and I leave you sleeping. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons.
Rolling a lot with them demons. Early. All of the scheming. He's more talented than Slim Jesus.
Yeah, I said that. Took your money, we need it. Chime me and I leave you sleeping. My city full of them demons. Kill us. Run up and kill you for treason. We let it blow in the AM. We don't give a fuck. Let it blow in the PM. All right. Popping the Tylenol 3 in. Free all my bros in the pen. Pray every night for my sins. Repent. Same man hop in the Benz. My demon, he ride with me shoddy. Been scheming since we was just shoddies. Ain't too many left on my table.
And so they all rock that fucking goddamn cough
syrup. Yo, you see, the Cubs would have won the World Series. They would have had this shit playing when they won the games.
No,
shit.
He's a White Sox fan. Oh, shit, Xanax.
Oh. Well,
I feel like
the video just filled bad Xanax sticks and cash.
Yeah, I like the guy though. This guy's all right. Some dudes like kind guy? Of like, kind of, this like, guy's all right. Man.
I kind of feel like hood dudes who are trying to have a record label are just like, yo, like we need a white dude. You know what I mean?
He can handle the books and drop a.
It's like how the Ghetto Boys were like, we need a midget.
Like, it's a gimmick. Yeah. This guy's just a gimmick.
Nah, he's all right though. His verses is he's doing the chorus, but he's good, man. Never loved a bitch, so my mama please won't be the first in my life. Hell yeah. On the nine, I got the pipe. I got it. Brody look like I got right. I got you. Finding yourself on the hair blind. Best believe I can serve you some white. Titanic. Your man said that he wanna fight. No hands. Tell him kiss me at the light. Huh? Oh, he just took like a shot at Slim Jesus.
Like oh, so I tell good night. Yeah. All right. Them demons. My city full of
them demons. I've been with lots of demons. Rolling a lot with them. G Mebby Bands' crew. Is much more frightening than Slim Jesus is.
I don't know about frightening, but, you know, whatever.
Well, they're grown men as opposed to children.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like, fucking...
Is that Waka Flocka? Yo, racist. I think that's Waka Flocka. Said no shit. Is that his crew? Oh, good for you, Waka.
That's just a bunch of guys with dreads.
No, that one dude was Waka Flocka, I'm telling you. He had the Waka Flocka.
He's trying to sound a little racist.
He had the Waka Flocka tattoo on his neck. Unless he's a really big Waka Flocka
fan.
This
goes on for 5 more fucking minutes, so.
It's worth it, though.
It's pretty good,
Can
right?
we change the outro song to this?
You know, today.
Because we all got demons, bro.
Today, the outro song will be Demons by G Mebby Bands.
And he looks like he could just chill anywhere, like the Hamptons, maybe.
Rocks Ass to Mouth and Benji Glow.
That book bag, though, is fucking a dead giveaway with the leather straps. It's like, I know
no,
you got
I thought that was like a holster.
No.
For his many
that,
guns.
That was his book bag.
I do like seeing guns back in rap fucking videos, though.
Yeah, so I guess.
Well, since I guess airplay on MTV doesn't mean as much as YouTube spins, and you're going to get more YouTube spins with a lot of guns.
Yeah.
YouTube.
I'm in love with the Coco. Have any guns in it?
All right. I never saw the video.
Massive amounts of cocaine.
It's a good song, though.
It's a good song, yeah. It's a
very catchy tune.
It's like, oh, I can relate. I never I whip it through the glass, N-word.
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean? Does that mean I'm cooking the crack? Does that mean the crack's better than usual?
Oh, yeah.
What? Thanks. What's that? Neon Genesis? What's that dude's fucking name?
Who?
The guy does I'm in Love with the Coco.
Neon Genesis?
I don't know, dude.
You just made the
I think that's an anime, actually.
That's some crazy shit. Yo, that was so crazy. I forgot the dude's name. Like, you fucking... It's like, who the fuck is Neon Genesis?
OT Genesis. All right, I was close. OT Neon. Genesis. Yeah, well, no, there is a gun in this fucking music video. It's great. I mean, guns are bad or whatever, I guess.
It's getting gritty.
But, yeah, I like
I mean, I'm sure these guys all have permits.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
St. De Blasio's New York. I say that.
Yeah, okay. The opening fucking, the opening scene of this music video is a gun.
I got bacon soda.
God, this guy's great, huh? Don't you love you
fucking. The thing that's annoying about this is because anybody could get baking soda. You just have to go to the store.
Yeah, that's why is he so excited about baking soda?
Because he's cooking.
Yeah, but like Chris said, it's like you should be fucking saying I have pure cocaine. That's the thing to brag about.
Yeah, that is a braggable thing. Like anybody, I have baking soda in my freezer, absorbing freezer burns.
Guess
burn
you're
smell.
Whipping things through the glass then, Chris.
I use cast iron to cook my crack. Fuck that Pyrex shit.
Oh, shit.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Classy as fuck.
Hell yeah.
That has good chi in that crack fucking pan. It's like a fucking wok.
I cut it with MSG, too. Open up your flavonoids.
Fucking flavorful ass cocaine.
I'm just playing this song because I like it.
That's fucking catchy, son. Hit it or something.
I wish he was from fucking Chicago, so this could be drill rap.
Nah. Ill production, too.
I guess. I don't know. This guy sounds kind of retarded, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's had too many hits after this one. He might be the one-hit wonder.
This is all you need, really. If you fucking do I'm in Love with the
like,
Coco.
When they do the best of the 2010s, this will be on there.
The move for a rapper to do is to go to, like, Nigeria, get some of those Nigerian filmmakers to just make videos for them.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
dope.
If somebody was, like 2 Chainz should do that. Get one of those fucking, like, one of those guys who makes one action movie a week or whatever in Nigeria.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Damn.
Just have Nigerians in your video and shit. That's bad hood. Like, yo, those are real Nigerians, B. Those ain't stunt doubles.
We ain't even import them motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Baking soda. I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass, nigga. I'm blowing money fast, nigga.
I think I would have appreciated this song a lot better if I had seen the video before right now.
Dude.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Dude is enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, dude.
All right, we're going to make you watch the rest of it.
He's really excited about cooking crack
he
cocaine.
He fucking loves cooking crack, dude.
Hell yeah. It's like the chef boy did that shit. That's what he said in an interview. In
he's drinking like Boone's Farm. He's so happy. He's just like...
He's pounding the liquor.
Yeah.
It's a nice book bag.
I
got it for
the Lolo. I mean, that's something to be happy about.
Yeah. Good price.
Yeah, that's a bragging price.
36,
that's a kilo. I get need a brick, miss my free throw.
What? I'm in love. See, because he needs a brick.
Like a,
throwing
like a Shaq
bricks.
Free throw. Shaq free throw. You see?
Probably shouldn't say that. Those guys can make his life pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Look how fucking upset he is.
Baking soda, I got baking soda.
Shit, this dude should have just learned
baking
how to do
baking soda, I got baking soda.
The hell of an actor.
This is fucking fantastic.
Whip it through the glass, fast. Nigga. I'm blowing money fast, nigga.
He should play General Buck Naked in Book of Mormon when they need a new one.
Hell yeah. Damn, wifey's a little thick, though. My man. Like,
maybe she should be fucking doing some of that cocoa.
Hell yeah, son. Get on that diet.
Dude, they made another video for this that was like with high production values and shit. Terrible.
No.
Nothing could beat this.
This is fantastic. It's like a Spike
Lee
joint.
He's like on a cigarette boat and shit. Just like a, you know, ball. Terrible.
It's not the same thing.
Turn up.
See, you shouldn't get high on your own supply, though, big man.
I don't know. He's just not even really cutting lines.
He did a little couple
if
bumps.
You can't get high on your own supply, what's the point? Yes. Go get a job.
I want to be a drug dealer because I like money and all the drugs I can do. Fucking don't get high on your own supply. Fuck that.
Mm-mm.
Stupid. It's the point.
Cutting into profits.
Wait, so I can fucking do all the drugs I can handle and I make a lot of money.
Whatever's left is what you're going to make and then you got to re-up, man. Like,
listen, you're fucking re-up. Biggie never got high on his own supply. That motherfucker's dead.
Thank you, Chris.
Because he was a little too big to miss, you know what I mean? So, like, really could have missed him. Like,
come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he had been getting high on his own supply, maybe he would have lost some weight.
That's true,
maybe a
too.
Couple of those bullets would have skidded by him.
I think the death bullet fucking shot him in the balls. That was like the thing that...
Get out of here.
I think so. I remember like they released like the...
Got hit in the nuts. Damn. Feel bad for him now.
Like, I mean...
Nobody should go out like that.
If he had intact nuts and he was alive, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, but
I don't really care
you
about
don't want
corpse
the death
desecration.
I'm saying, like, you don't want to be the death blow to be in your balls. Be like,
your balls.
Get one in the neck, up in your forehead or whatever, some shit.
I mean, at least the balls get him an open casket.
He still got hit in the face, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah, closed casket funerals are fucking really depressing.
Yeah, you do. It's like, damn, it's like fucking hamburger meat under
nah,
this.
I hate. Jesus. I actually hate an open casket. I'll be honest with you. It disturbs me. I can't even go up there.
I don't want to be in a casket, though.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's a dark episode of fucking Tide Society Radio.
Put that bacon soda back on.
We talking about all those black people? Why'd you be so racist?
No.
Jesus.
Going from drill rap to death talk.
Well, I mean.
I guess they're both bad. Because, like, the closed cast is like, ugh.
Well, you got to face a dead motherfucker. And sometimes they don't do a good job on the makeup.
Yeah.
And you still get those lines on their neck. Shit is weird.
That's because you're fucking trying to make out with them.
No. If they got that little, like, butt crack shit. Like, they got a double chin,
Johnny, stop
dude.
Hanging out with that corpse.
It's true. Every corpse does have, like, a butt crack double chin. He's
right.
Yeah,
it's fucking whack, son. It's like, damn, son, you was healthy. Now
I never
like,
seen,
shit,
like, a really
bro.
Fat corpse. I wonder what a really... Nah. Like. They must have, like, 80 chins.
Well,
dude.
When I die, don't worry. You'll
they cake on the powder sure so hard on that shit.
Sure, I'll be after enough of a tear where some of your chins will have gone away.
Okay, cool. All right. Now things
I don't
are not
expect you to
so
go.
Bad.
I don't expect you to go quietly in your sleep.
Yeah, I don't think so either, son. You don't seem the type...
You're not a professional athlete, so you're not getting up after this Lamar Odom fucking style bender.
Jesus. Hey, that's great, right? Lamar's fucking back.
Yeah, when we were recording last week, we didn't think he was going to make it.
That
no.
motherfucker faked that shit, man.
Do you think he woke up and was just like, yo, I paid to die in a bunny ranch. Oh, that was my thing.
Oh, yo, no. That was my thing.
You don't kind of think? I'm going to go Alex Jones, man.
Trying to steal your thing.
Yeah, that too.
You know, Dennis Hoff is now suing them for
75
grand.
Hell yeah, son.
Really?
You can't skimp on a bill like that.
Oh, he bounced on the bill. He owed them 79 grand.
Yeah, I heard that he fucking paid it up front or something, or paid
nah,
a deposit.
Bullshit. It's famous. He's not going to charge him up front.
And how can they say there are absolutely no drugs on the bun? I guess they have to say that,
yeah,
right?
You're not going to fuck.
But
yo,
if you're at a fucking whorehouse, you're going to be doing massive amounts of coke.
I mean,
maybe.
Not if you're the type of person who gets coke, dick.
And no, at coke
that's
and fucking you know, and fucking dick pills. You're eating dick pills. Well,
herbal dick pills.
Coke,
I never heard of though. That was weird.
Fucking whores.
Hmm.
Come on, nah. Give it to me, nah. You better make me come. I'm going to beat your ass.
I didn't know Lamar.
Orgasmo. For those not in the fucking know. You know they fucking held Orgasmo back until, like, South Park blew up?
Yeah. Jenna Fine was in that. She was all right.
Who?
Jenna Fine, porn star?
I don't fucking know. All I know is about the ass fuck twins. Follow at HS Radio Show on Twitter. You know what? Let's change the Twitter handle to Ass Fuck Twins.
Ass Fuck Twins.
I'm sure somebody has that.
I'm gonna check it out right now.
Maybe they have it. I don't know. They say this is our claim to fame. We got to take it. This is us.
Someone has Ass Fuck Twins. It's someone named Kate.
Nice.
But they never tweeted though, so we should try to get it.
What? Just DM them.
DP them. And patreon.com/highsocietyradio to get baller ass shit.
Shout out to
lynda.com/highsocietyradio. Also, get your free 10-day trial. That's pretty baller. You can learn all sorts of programs.
Learn how to use that baking soda on there, too, if you like.
I think so.
Can I learn to whip it through the glass N-word on lynda.com?
Sure, you just learn that on YouTube.
Just need that Pyrex, dog.
That's it? Well, Chris was saying cast iron.
Yeah, no, I mean,
yeah, but you can't whip it. Ain't no glass, no
skillet. You need even heating.
I want my entire crack batch to be pure.
Do you use like a ceramic? Ceramic might work, right?
Or like a tandoori?
Yeah,
why not?
Well, if I just put all my crack mixture in a crock pot. Can I slow cook my crack?
I mean, Jadakiss cooks it on a Foreman grill.
Oh.
Yeah. The real Ricky Ross
crack
did it in a microwave.
It's so diverse.
It's friendly, dude. It's user friendly.
You can do anything with it. Just smoke it. Mm. You smoke that fucking hard white, bruh.
That's that good stuff.
You like that, Johnny?
Oh.
You like putting that fucking glass dick to your mouth? Sucking it off till your brain fucking explodes?
I didn't explode yet, but fuck it. Let's try.
No, stop. Don't say that, Johnny. Come on, man. Don't.
Like have a scanner's moment. My shit's gonna go.
No. See, that's why I'm not gonna be smoking no crack. Because I have a feeling I'm just gonna want to smoke a lot more crack afterwards.
Never had a woo-banger,
totally.
Son? Do a woo-banger, bro. No woo-banger for you, bro? You don't want to party,
I don't know
though?
What you're talking about. Oh, man. I just want to just fucking load up a big old rock into a pipe and hang out with Slim Jesus and...
I don't know if I could chill with Slim Jesus. I'd be like, are you Mormon or some shit, my man? Like, what's your deal?
He does look kind of Mormon.
He's like, it don't work.
I almost can't wait to get to the end of the show so we can play that song again. Demons. By the Chicago Drill Rap Crew or whatever the fuck their name is.
We still got time, dude.
It's glowing a dog demon or some shit. What's that kid's name?
I think it sucked me off, okay?
Now, that dude was all right, though. I ain't even trying to disrespect that youngster. He's all right, son. He's good money.
You like him?
He was all right.
You want to make out with him?
No.
Making out with kids, John?
Don't John, even fucking like joke like that, son.
No, I'm saying adult dudes, not kids.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
No.
That's what you like. You like young studs.
Not at all.
Young of age studs is Johnny.
I like me some back page action. How about that?
Jesus Christ.
You judge, but you don't do.
I forgot what I was going to say. That's not good.
You want to periscope that? Want to do that?
I was watching random periscopes the other night, yeah. And I saw a guy cop some sherm in Chicago.
Dick Rider.
Go home. I should have fucking been screaming at him, Legion of Boom, Legion of Boom. I'm a fucking idiot.
But like, yo, where's your sherm jersey, homeboy?
How could I not fucking think of that?
Damn, son.
How could I not fucking yell, yeah, where's your Richard Sherman jersey? God damn
it. Have you heard it? Is that how Periscope works?
What? Yeah, that's how Periscope works. Oh. There's like a global list of people that are broadcasting at the time.
Yeah.
And there's a list, and you just bounce around. And either you look at a list, or there's like a map of the world.
See, that's what I heard. Is it like, remember back in the day, they used to have like CCTV online and shit, or like all over the world, and you could see shit in like live time?
Uh-huh.
Like, is it like that?
I guess, yeah, but it's people's cell phones, and they know they're on television, or Periscope, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, it's I enjoy it. It's pretty fun to just watch random people do random shit.
Would you do that on Periscope?
What, smoke sherm?
Fuck? Would you fuck on Periscope?
I'm not going to fuck on Periscope. I think they ban you for that.
Really?
Damn, they got rules. That's whack,
yeah,
son.
I don't think they want titties or fucking dicks or vaginas.
Mad gay, son.
You should like let all of those things on there.
Hell yeah, son.
I haven't seen anyone fucking on it yet.
People fuck on that PS4 shit.
What PS4 shit?
I guess it would just turn into fucking chat roulette if they just let people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true too, I guess.
You got to keep the jacking to a minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though I will tell if I go into a room with dudes, I will fucking just type "show me your dick" and I get kicked out every time. And it's under the HS radio show account.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. No. Who's that slut bitch?
What?
Damn, she's looking all right, son.
What are you talking about, Jeff? What did you put up, Chris?
Yeah, I found this article earlier. Apparently, there's a growing segment of women who use Grindr to get some dick.
What, from bi guys?
Yeah, I guess from bi guys. This one chick said she met a dude who isn't gay, doesn't fuck dudes, doesn't make out with dudes, but he just loves sucking dick.
What?
So she accepts his sexuality. No, he's not gay. He likes girls.
And a dick in his mouth.
Does he like getting his dick sucked?
Yeah, by women.
But he just loves also giving oral sex to men.
To men, yes.
To men.
That's a bit confusing.
See, he doesn't say in the article if he eats pussy.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, that dude looks
at the very least bisexual.
Same thing, ain't
it? But does the guy say he's straight?
He identifies as straight, and that's all that matters in today's PC culture. Whatever you see yourself as, that's what you are.
Well, I'm the president of the goddamn United States, so Obama should let me fucking get in there in the White House for a little while.
What?
I'm just doing what I've been told.
You're not trying to displace a black man from work, are you?
Yeah,
PC culture.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, I screwed up.
Damn. White privilege, motherfucker.
God damn. So
I didn't elect you.
Check yourself, white man.
Oh, man. I got to get back on my drill rap game then.
Yeah, in front, you could be a drill rapper, son. We can make that happen.
You think?
Yeah, get you
I'm going to need a ghostwriter, dude. I'm not going to
tell you
right now.
Yeah, we got to get you like Pokemon tats. That'll freak everybody the fuck out, dog.
With all those people, you're going to be gunning down. There's going to be plenty of ghosts around you.
Oh, shit.
You get like a Pikachu on your forearm and shit. Be like, yo, I be zapping motherfuckers with this gat, son.
I get Geodude or maybe Snorlax.
There you go. You put motherfuckers to sleep. I dig it, son.
All right. Jigglypuff.
We make some coke in the background, whatever. We use props and shit.
We got to make a drill rap video.
I'll get you
that's
some guns.
That's all this means.
You want some guns? We'll get you some guns.
I need
though.
Fucking laser sights on them, too.
That's a hard market right there.
We'll just duct tape laser pointers to them.
Oh, we can do that. I'll get you some potatoes for silencers and shit. We're having a hell of a time, dog.
This drill rap thing is going to be huge for us.
It's going to pop off.
I guess we're going to have to move to Chicago now.
We could.
And we're moving to the south side.
We could de-gentrify
rent is cheap.
We'll just get robbed and shot constantly.
Johnny, you actually
do
sent
not
me something.
Go outside. It's the summer.
Johnny, you sent me something about housing prices in New York. You might need to look into the south side of
Chicago. Oh, dude, yeah, that shit is fucking utterly depressing, guys.
What is it?
Johnny sent me a map of what's affordable to live on
of
on
a
minimum
single
wage.
Person.
And,
a single person.
It's a color-coded map. If you check the monitor, I've got it up there. And it's what you need to make hourly to live in certain areas.
One of them was like $40-$50 an hour.
So like the very outskirts, but a lot of these are $80.
Yeah, an hour, son. That's what
you need to like really afford the neighborhood. Notice how it's very cheap to live in Central Park. Free. That's blacked out.
That's
I guess where me and that's gonna be me and Johnny's trap, as the kids say. And so if anyone tries to run up in our trap without a mask, they're gonna get fucking bucked at.
Hell yeah, son. I'm down for that. I got a good feeling of looking at that map. I'm gonna die at home, son. There's no way I can afford to live on my own, dude. That's just not happening. I can halfway house it, but that's kind of aiming high now.
Get some roommates down. Get some roommates in Tribeca.
What? Yeah, what is a fucking lemon party?
Get a little
loft
party going, bruh.
Loft party, bruh.
Fuck that idea.
Come on, fam.
No. What? What did you just say?
I said, what up, fam?
just become a performance artist and get a grant.
Oh, yeah, that fucking...
Yeah, get a fucking
fine,
Tribeca
son.
Grant.
I knew a graffiti artist with a dope loft in Tribeca. Yeah, he was pretty white.
Yeah, you see?
His name was Jason. You can't get much whiter than that.
No.
He had long hair and skateboard.
Get a drill rap grant.
I might
be like, this is my performance art.
No, technically, I'd have to use you as, you'd have to be the drill rap. I could be like your corner boy.
All right, so I'm the white guy in the crew.
I'd be in the back, looking shady with bills in my hand.
You're going to be answering the fucking money phone is what you're doing. We're stealing that from Slim Jesus in our drill rap video.
We could rap fucking...
I don't know if we want to be stealing from Slim Jesus. He'll run up in our trap with no mask.
And when he has 50,
that ain't going to work out too
he's
well
He's got a 50
him.
Clip in his 40.
That sounds like it's going jam.
That's like a giant fucking clip of bullets
shit,
in a fucking handgun.
Shit, it's like the size
gun.
Of his fucking leg and shit. He's mad tiny, bro.
But if you noticed in the Demons video, they also had handguns with giant clips in them.
Yeah,
so I guess that's
look,
a Chicago thing.
They didn't look silly
I
doing
mean, that's
it.
That's the new style.
No. How many
it's like baggy pants.
How many fucking people do they have to shoot every day to have these giant...
I mean, most of the people they see.
They live that Grand Theft Auto, son. It's not a game out there. It's just like a real thing out there.
Why won't they stop killing each other? Fuck it. Who cares? It's not worth it.
I really shouldn't be laughing at that.
No, it's fucking depressing.
But it is funny at the same time.
The drill rap part of it's funny,
yes.
Not the actual
no,
the murdering
actual
of each other.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think both of them are funny. I mean,
it's kind
of
like
nobody
a,
I know.
No,
I don't really have empathy for
heartless
others.
Heartless motherfucker.
Jesus Christ, son.
God damn it.
I sound like some pussies right now.
What
the hell is happening in this show? We're getting a conscience all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. So you got to put his bandana back on. Once he puts his bandana back on,
all of our fucking
fuck.
Prep used to come from 4chan, and now all of a sudden people got morals around this motherfucker.
Shit, I've been reading a lot of 4chan lately. I can't remember.
Are you back on it?
When have I been off it, dude?
I don't know. I thought you would say you were changing your life and fucking finding shit about yourself.
Yeah, I found that I really like reading 4chan. That's what I found out. We love it. I like the sports section.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I know. I know. They call the Seahawks the Seacucks, and I laugh to myself every time after I read that. It's so retarded, but I'm like, yeah, they call them the Seacucks.
Fucking 2-4.
They call the Cardinals, this is all football teams, they call the Cardinals the Cuckinals.
All right.
And they call the Legion of Boom the Legion of Womb, which I also chuckle at.
You just laughing at yourself right now. You know that it's like inside jokes with yourself.
Yeah, basically, that's what it's come down to. Oh, and I was buying a sandwich in a bodega, and
nice.
And the tip. Thank you. I was the tip jar had a fucking PayPay on it.
Get the fuck out!
I
of here.
Swear to
what,
God.
In your hood?
No, in downtown.
Damn.
It was some fucking bodega that had a PayPay at the tip jar.
I think you bought that shit back, son. You talked about it enough. Maybe you bought it back.
I got the PayPay shirt.
Did you have it on when you were?
Did you have it on when you were on television earlier?
I did actually. Yeah, I had the PayPay shirt on when I was at Citi Field screaming into the fucking camera on SNY.
That's fucking awesome.
I think I was screaming at the television. You're on my Periscope show. I'm not on TV. You're on my show.
Are you insane? That's hysterical.
Not that it got. I think you could see me. You could see me mouthing Periscope, and I think they caught me. It was really a highlight of the year for me.
Damn, son, you was on New York.
That
One.
Was the best fucking thing that happened to me in fucking 2015.
I think the New York
Bar
One thing
none.
Was pretty good.
I was never on New York One.
When you did the fucking call it. When you played, no?
I don't know what you're fucking talking about, Johnny. No idea what you're talking about. I don't know. But so, yeah, so we're not at Ass Fuck Twins. We're at HS Radio Show.
Yeah, for now.
And I'll post the fucking PayPay shirt to the Instagram account, too. and patreon.com/highsocietyradio for sweet. You get memes and you get to donate to the show, and we'll throw that goddamn pizza party. You know, every time I pop on Periscope, when I go on it myself, people ask me about the pizza party.
You should tell them, yo, where's the money at?
There was fucking money at.
Where's the money at?
No. Yeah, so it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Or maybe we just take all that money and make a drill rap video.
Hell yeah, son. It's what they want. It's all for you, listener. Ers.
It's drill rap, dude. It's the best thing ever. Thank you for bringing that into my life, Chris. Now, Johnny, are you a drill rap guy now? Like, do you really enjoy
it? I like the second video. I think, yeah, I might be into it. I'll start blasting it at work. Black kids, y'all know what's up. Hell yeah, son.
You like drill rap, right? This is Rack ATM, your favorite new rapper.
Yeah.
Johnny Dayglow, or whatever the fuck the other guy's name
is. You gotta give me a report on this shit ASAP. End of the day.
And then you're gonna whip things to the glass. N-word. Wait, take out that last part. Yeah. Take out everything I've said, actually. I'm tarded. Wait, take that part out, too. What's this fucking viral video going on around, bro?
It's some dude in an old medicinal plague mask, and apparently
a what?
There was some like anagram for kill the president. It's like that's like what they wore. That's what doctors wore during the plague because they thought corrupted Adams.
How do you find this video?
This was on like the front page of Daily Dot today, but it's been going around.
Been everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Mm. Yeah,
is this a drill rap video? I mean, is this guy a drill rapper?
Kind of.
He might as well be.
I mean, if he's saying he's going to kill the president, maybe it is hyperbole about murder.
Now, is he drinking cough medicine?
He might have been. Said some crazy.
Who knows what's going on under that mask?
How big are his clips? How many bullets are in them?
His nose is his
clips.
We
just play the video and find out.
Okay, let's. It's audio.
Yeah.
All right. Is he talking? This is just bad audio, dude. This is going to annoy everyone.
Nah. He's about the drill rap. Any second.
He's holding up three. Huh?
Counting down.
All right, so there's a weird dude in a mask counting down some shit.
It sounds like a bootleg Chris Jericho entrance.
It's got the ones and zeros on it.
I don't really
binary
like it.
Code. It's the title is in binary code. Is this the whole video?
Apparently it's been in Poland, and
so are people like recording that? And is it their words underneath it? Is there something in the?
Well, they found like something that said "kill the president,"
and he had the White House coordinates in the video too. So
yeah,
the White House's coordinates.
Yeah.
And they decoded it. It's like a satanic. Those noises are like satanic rituals or whatever.
Oh, God.
So somebody's either really good at making this or some weird ghosts from the plague are going to kill the president of Poland.
I hope the president from Poland's okay.
Does it really matter?
I don't think they have a president. Don't they have like a prime minister?
I think if a weird internet cult assassinated the president of a country, yeah, that's a problem. That does matter.
That'd be fucking scary.
I mean, I think that just means our world's getting more interesting, though.
This guy seems like they're ripping off Anonymous.
How so? Wait a minute. How does that work?
Well, as long as it's not our president, I don't care.
But how would it be more? How would the world get more interesting off of it?
I don't know. That's pretty interesting. If a weird internet cult killed a world leader.
You sound like
that's like from a Die Hard 5 or something.
You sound like a drill rapper right now, and that's irresponsible.
That's insane.
I'm not saying I hope it happens. I'm just saying if it happened.
No. Something horrible happened. No, that's pretty interesting.
You know, I called you guys.
Listen, you horrible things are interesting often.
But you don't want them to happen.
No, dude.
You just said, I hope the president of Poland dies.
I did not say that.
You said it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting if it happened.
It's fun. It's a fun watch for you, is it?
Yeah.
Damn, you're a cold motherfucker today.
Not like a fun watch, but like...
I can't believe this.
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of like El Chapo is responsible for many murders. Everybody here was very happy when he escaped from prison.
I never heard him kill... He might have known somebody was going to get killed. I don't think he ever killed anyone.
That man's hands are blood-free.
Hell yeah. So
they're completely clean.
They got t-shirts in my hood of that, man.
Of course they do.
So you know.
Of course they do. You're selling them.
No, I wish. I got on that bubble a little too late.
You're still selling fucking Stop Snitching t-shirts and snowman gear.
They're not moving as much as they used to.
I think people got the message.
They better have.
Oh, when we make our drill rap video, I'm wearing a Stop Snitching shirt.
No, son, what we're going to do
is... people are going to be like, oh, shit, I remember that. It's throwback.
So vintage.
What you do is, like, to be real gangster in the video, we got to film in black and white, and you got to shoot a stop sign. Put a bullet hole through a stop sign.
That's good.
That's how they get it, son.
Well, I also will have a Stop Snitching t-shirt.
And have some Swiss cheese by a dead rat.
I like the... I like the ones that look like no parking anytime signs that said no snitching anytime. There's a little swerve.
Oh, there'll be costume changes within the video. Okay, don't worry.
And I will have a snowman shirt on too. Just to let everyone know.
I would
have
thought you wanted to do a no breaking tracking shot. You should just have mad shirts on and just keep taking.
Oh fuck, that's good. People love tracking shots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't know if is a music video ever done it. No, yeah, there's plenty of music videos that tracking shots.
Santana's Town video. That's one of the best videos ever.
That's it. That's the idea. We're gonna have to do a lot of storyboarding here, boys. But I think this drill rap video is gonna be dope.
We gotta get us
some
holes.
No, it's just periscoping. We got this.
Oh god.
Can we get some holes for the video? Kind
of sure, there'll be a couple of fucking cold cores, yeah.
Hell yes, great, son, yeah, I'm with it.
We're going to like do the I'm in love with the Coco video, but right. But we're also adding in drill rap.
We could do like an opera version of it. That'd be kind of cool.
No, we're not doing opera, dude. This is fucking drill rap. Opera's goddamn Italian.
We could do opera for the Coco video.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, shit.
Italian is bad.
Now I get it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, dude, we're about 5 minutes out from playing Demons by GM whatever the fuck and ATM Rax and Dayglo.
What else you got, you dirty Dago?
Who, me?
Stop, Johnny. Come on, what the fuck, dude? I got Chris dropping M-bombs. I got you saying Dago. Come on.
I can't use that word now?
No. The show
cool.
isn't about
cool.
racism.
I said it was all right. It's cool. It's cool. You my Dago, son.
Oh, no. This is bad.
No, it's good. Cool. I'm saying it with like an OH.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Different than just with an O.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
People be on some pussy shit nowadays. If you want to talk about that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, people, you know, it's fucking Silicon Valley. There's only one strip club. I didn't even know that.
What?
That they sounds don't... like some pussy shit. Them nerds don't even know how to fuck with titties. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
but,
no.
That one tech guy fucking was doing fucking heroin. That hooker gave him bad heroin and killed him.
That was an episode of Ray Donovan.
Yeah, oh, never mind.
That has nothing to do with the fucking strip club shit, though. That's just a hoe.
No, yeah, but I don't think they deal with strip clubs. They just love whores.
No, but like, you know, you would think they'd be caking up there, but now like people are starting to bitch because it's a guy coach's thing. So like they want people to have shit where you can include the lady folk in the jobs and shit. Okay.
I think if two dudes are going to lunch, they should be able to go to a strip club.
Yeah. Or ball game.
But I guess they're having like business lunches at the one strip club over there. It's probably got a cheap buffet and no cover in the middle of the day.
Yeah, and they can't possibly have a cheap buffet. I'm sure the buffet is very expensive.
Nah.
No, yeah, if it's a lunchtime, you get a pretty
sweet
deal.
But I think
in
the fact that
Rick's Cabaret in Midtown has a relatively cheap lunch
special. But this is the one strip club, so they can charge whatever the fuck they want for that goddamn buffet, Chris.
Well, they probably charge you out to ask for liquor. They're probably a little cheap with the food, though.
Nah, strip club doing that? Never.
It's finger foods, bro. Mainly. Mozzarella sticks, maybe some wings.
I'm going to eat 37 mozzarella sticks.
I was in a really grimy strip club in Sunset Park once, and they had a 6-foot hero for one of the girls' birthdays. I was pretty drunk. I had some of that hero.
What?
It's free.
Wait, for one of the dances?
And a big sheet cake, too. It's great.
Oh, my God.
It's great night.
And you call that a grimy strip club? That's a classy strip club.
That sounds like a Super Bowl party I want to fucking go to.
Yeah.
6-foot hero.
6-foot hero.
God damn. Them bitches eating well out there. Shit.
You know, even
maybe that should be my drill rap name.
Even
6-foot
strip
hero.
Club.
Yo, that's nice. Write that down, son. Better call the lawyers.
Drill rappers don't write shit down.
I'm gonna fuck. I just drank 3 bottles of cough medicine during the cutting of this podcast.
But what I wanted to say about this, like, you know, like, so you sent me this editorial shitting on people going to the strip club in the tech. You ever notice how, like, all right, like, finance is dominated by men too, but the tech industry just gets shitted on as being a boys' club. I feel like it's because like these bloggers just like inherently find finance evil, so it's like they don't really shit on that for being it's like accepted, but because like tech is cool and new, they're like, how can we let the girls play?
Yeah, that's kind of true, I guess. But, well, you had the bubble fucking burst and all that housing shit, so that's why money still looks kind of evil. But when the shit turns around, everybody's gonna love it again.
Oh yeah, everybody. There's gonna be some broad Gordon geckos.
Good man, that's fucking sexy.
I like Wall Street 2 better than Wall Street 1 anyway.
I didn't even see it. Oh yeah, that was a thing, right? Didn't even see that one.
You actually saw Wall Street 2?
Hell yeah, I love Wall Street 1.
He
so why wouldn't I
like Shia LaBeouf in it?
I feel like you have 3 years to make a sequel. If you don't get a sequel out within 3 years, I ain't fucking with
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. So you hate the new Star Wars?
Yeah, I don't like the old Star Wars.
Good point. You know, I was reading the subreddit, reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio.
Yeah.
And Vicus Smith, or is it Vicus Smith? I don't know.
Maybe you should ask him.
I will ask him. No, Chris, you have the Reddit account. You ask him. said, am I going to spoil all the Star Wars? Because I read there was the new trailer came out.
Yeah.
And there was a script leak like a while ago.
What?
And everything in the script lined up with the trailer. So
they did that just to fuck with you.
Fuck. I'm not going to give everything away. I'm not. I'm not a total asshole. Or maybe I will as it gets closer.
I know
so we
got
some
like
real
a
heat
black
for
stormtrooper.
It.
That's about it. That's the only shit I've heard.
White
about.
Genocide.
Just do it on your Periscope show, but then plug this show.
Okay.
Periscope is hot right now.
It's super hot.
Yo,
I'm fucking crushing it.
Shirt, son.
Podcast won't be hot until Serial Season 2 comes out.
It's in November.
Is
closely
it?
Approaching, yeah.
Well, you're up on your shit, huh?
You know.
All right,
Johnny's reading the trades, the podcast trades.
We're wrapping up this tonight's show.
Get my song on, son.
We're short on time here.
No, we're fucking. This is a full show.
Is it?
Yeah, we did like a half hour on fucking drill rap. My city full of them demons. So this is Demons by G Mebby Bands, featuring Rax ATM and Benji Glow. I call them Day Glow. 6 foot hero. The new drill rapper.
Bronx Johnny.
A.K.A. Fat Black and Irish. A.K.A. Pepper Hicks. A.K.A. Chris Stanley.
Way too many A.K.A.s.
A.K.A. C. Gutter.
What?
A.K.A. C. Gutter Gut.
Yeah, that...
A.K.A. Manler, the Great American Sausage Company.
A.K.A. Tranler. A.K.A. Tranley. A.K.A. Stanley.
Tranley?
I'm all those things. You're Bronx Johnny.
I'm just going to be Chris now.
Okay, cool.
Seems like that's up for grabs.
And this is the new theme of the show, Demons.
I'm with it. Popping the talent up on you. Free all my bros in the pen. Fame ain't hopping the bins. My demon, he ride with me shoddy. Been scheming since we was just shoddies. Ain't too many left on my table. The stand-up clip ain't got the pocket like cables. Ain't got no time for these haters. Stop. All I really want is paper. How can you do me one favor? Suck on my dick while I spank her. Every day tugget, I'm thankful. You fuck on me, it gon' be fatal. Murder smoke you like a Vegas. Skirt pull up, we see you later. We might just pull up in a Rover. We might just pull up in a Nova. Either way, we got the toast. Hit your ass up, then we reloaded. Battery. Soda my Sprite. Red. This bitch tryna save my life. Huh? She say, can we fuck tonight? What? She tryna go down on my pipe. Right. Want me to make her my wife? Nah. Shit, hold up, get it out of my sight. Yeah. Never loved a bitch, said my mama, please. You won't be the first in my life. Nope. On the nine, I got the pipe. I got it. Brody look left, I got right. I got you. Finding yourself on the hair blind. Best believe I can serve you some white. Titanic. Your man said that he wanna fight. No hands. Tell him, kiss me at the light. Huh? He should've lit that he look right. Like beef, so I tell him good night. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons. Rolling a lot with them demons. Doing a whole lot of scheming. Sipping the pint, got me leaning. We took your money, we need it. Chime me in, I leave you sleeping. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons. Rolling a lot with them demons. Doing a whole lot of scheming. Sipping the pint, got me leaning. We took your money, we need it. Chime me in, I leave you sleeping. All of my niggas is demons. Trapping out of public housing. Tricks I come straight from the slums. No, I don't know where you from. 30 bum rush off this gun. Lay your ass out like a bum. A&D, we ain't for none. Pillowcase over the gun. Leave your ass slump. Bullets busting like a bum. Killer BQ where I'm from. Shout out the slums. Come over east, you get trunk. But you get hit with the pump. Rebby my tear off your arm. Little chief of tear up on sight. 30 shots knock out your lights. 50 shots tear up your block. RP shells knock off limbs. Break down the prize and go straight to the block. Addicted to money, now bitch, I can't stop. Flipping and moving through blocks. Looking for us while we dodging the cops. Young nigga get it through customs. Call us to keep it 100. Pockets won't feel like the Norbit. You a bro, bitch, where you born? Everything I rock is foreign. 100,000 drip, bitch, I'm bustin'. Rollin' off flex, bitch, I'm bustin'. Titanic, now we don't panic. Money and make your ass vanish. Young niggas nothing but demons. Fuckin' up shit and we leaving. Killers on point, see out, they gon' leave them. Welcome to Shirek, we towin' illegal. 30s and 50s, bitch, we ain't for none. Don't fuck with new niggas, all my niggas killers. Only get money with killers. Don't fuck with new niggas. All of my niggas, they drillers. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons. Rolling a lot with them demons. Rollin'. Doing a whole lot of scheming. Sipping the pint, got me leaning. We took your money, we need it. Chime me in, I leave you sleeping. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons. Rolling a lot with them demons. Rollin'. Doing a whole lot of scheming. Sipping the pint, got me leaning. Hey. We took your money, we need it. Chime me in, I leave you sleeping.
We took your money, we need it. Try me, then you tweaking. My head is killed for no reason. All the dumb ass on defense. When we slide through, we on that hot shit. All my hitters got mob sticks. Hope your dumb ass good at duck, cause all my niggas know the drop shit. Got your bitch sick of my song. Give me top while I grab a thong. And the hood things go crazy for that white girl like King Kong. Can't wait till I get me some bands. I'm gon' put my team on. Think Benji gon' die in his glow. Motherfucker just dream on. In the hood, I'm just leaning. For the Zans, I'm fiending.
Glowing hard just like a sun. You would thought I played for Phoenix. Yeah. And these op niggas get snatched up. Ops. Next thing you know, they singing.
They singing.
Beetle Gang 300, nigga. Beetle my gang. Team full of them demons.
300.
My city full of them demons.
Killers.
My city full of them demons.
Killers.
I've been with lots of them demons.
Rolling.
Rolling a lot with them demons.
Rolling.
Doing a whole lot of scheming.
Yeah.
Sipping the pint, got me leaning.
Chug.
We took your money, we need it. Chug me and I leave you sleeping. My city full of them demons. My city full of them demons. I've been with lots of them demons. Rolling a lot with them demons. Doing a whole lot of scheming. Sipping a pint, got me leaning. We took your money, we need it. Chime me in, I leave you sleeping.